Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Milkweeds are common plants in Florida and include at least 24 different species, most of which are native to Florida. About 200 species are known from the Americas and Africa. Some are commonly planted to attract butterflies, and most are valued for their showy flowers. In the 1700s, Carl von Linn, the Swedish botanist who is commonly called Linnaeus in biology classes, named the milkweeds Asclepias, after the ancient Greek god of medicine. For centuries, milkweeds have been associated with medicinal uses such as treatment of pleurisy, pneumonia, and fever. They are also known to be toxic, containing cardiac glycosides that affect heart functioning. During World War II, when tropical countries that produced rubber were in danger of falling into enemy hands, the United States experimented with production of rubber from milkweeds, and these plants were widely cultivated. Today we recognize milkweeds for their beauty and their use by monarch butterflies, but also for new values, including production of fibers and chemicals used as pesticides. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One of the signature characteristics of all of our milkweeds is that their seeds are produced in pods. Each kind of milkweed has a uniquely shaped pod, although these are typically 3 to 4 inches long and an inch or more in diameter. Most mature pods come to a point at the tip. As they grow, they are green, but when mature, they dry to brown or tan and finally split open to reveal and release the seeds inside. Milkweed seeds are layered in neat rows inside, each with a silky plume attached at the end oriented toward the tip of the pod. Once the pod splits open, the exposed silky plumes dry out and, like drying down feathers, begin to fluff up. Then, with a slight breeze, single seeds are launched into the air. Some may parachute to the ground nearby. Others can be carried for miles, assuring that milkweeds are widely dispersed. Not every seed survives to become a new milkweed plant because, while they easily ride the wind, they can't choose where they land. Each species of milkweed has its own soil, sun, and water requirements, and it's only the occasional seed that lands at a suitable site for survival. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Milkweeds in North America often are collectively thought of as being butterfly plants because of their attractiveness to the widespread monarch butterfly. But one of Florida's native milkweeds is often given the common name butterfly weed or butterfly milkweed. Butterfly milkweed has brilliant, uniformly orange flowers and is found in sunny woods and fields from New England to Texas. It has also been called pleurisy root because it was the milkweed most used in folk medicine to treat pleurisy and other lung ailments. The tuberous roots of this milkweed store considerable nutrients, allowing it to die back each fall and reemerge year after year. Unlike our other milkweeds, butterfly milkweed does not ooze a white sticky sap when injured. It also has leaves that grow in pairs opposite one another. Most milkweeds have leaves that grow alternately on a stem. Although butterfly milkweed is readily available from native plant nurseries, the orange and yellow scarlet milkweed, often sold at garden centers, is not this native species, but a tropical plant that has escaped cultivation and now competes with native plants in Florida. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Milkweed plants have succulent leaves and flowers that one might think would attract plant-munching animals, but milkweeds also have unique ways to protect themselves from being eaten. The milky liquid that comes from an injured milkweed leaf or stem is a secretion that includes a bit of latex and some compounds called cardiac glycosides. These make the plant bitter, and in concentration can make most animals sick or even kill them. The milk of a milkweed is sticky and sometimes effective in protecting the plant from ants. As an ant climbs a milkweed stem, spines on its legs puncture the plant surface, and the plant oozes the sticky liquid, which traps ants and other small insects that might drink the milkweed nectar, but are too small to pollinate their flowers. Some insects, such as the monarch butterfly, lay eggs on milkweeds, and their caterpillars can safely eat milkweed leaves because these insects quickly store the toxic chemicals in fatty tissues rather than digesting them. Because a monarch caterpillar's body has these stored chemicals, it takes on the toxic, noxious quality of the plant, and predators avoid it. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Although milkweeds contain toxic chemicals that protect them from being eaten by most animals, humans have learned to safely eat them. Young milkweed shoots and young seed pods can be collected and prepared by boiling. The noxious chemicals are leached out into the water, which is poured off and replaced for further cooking in fresh water. The effort of preparation produces a dish similar to asparagus. Native Americans used milkweeds for medicinal purposes, using the milky secretion of these plants to treat warts, ringworm, and other skin ailments. 19th century physicians concocted teas from dried milkweed roots to treat asthma and other respiratory ailments. The silky parachutes of milkweed seeds were long used to stuff pillows and mattresses, although it was a poor man's substitute for down. During World War II, these silky fibers were also used along with kapok and life jackets and as insulation lining flight suits of military aviators. Dead stalks of milkweed are often used in flower arrangements, and empty pods, when dried, split neatly in half, readily stimulating childhood imagination for use as miniature cradles and boats. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.